Hello, all, and welcome to the fourth and final episode of Popstar. Tonight, we have a few more auditions to close out our audition rounds, and we also have some funny guest stars as well. So, tonight we are going Jeffersless. Gasp! Because he has no internet, but we wanted to start, but he was like, no, start the competition. So we were like, okay, we'll start. This is the last audition episode, and we will give you more details on the first round at the end of the show. And up first is Mega Dizzy with a resubmission.
I missed the opportunity to get your babe to stay with me. I never thought I'd regret the excuses that I've made. Like a song, it'll fade. If there's music in the night and it's really, really right, it's the only thing I need. It'll intoxicate your mind, all your troubles left behind. So come on and take my lead. It's not just me who feels it. Music plays a mind trick. Watch me forget about missing you. Whoa.
And that was Mega Dizzy with his resubmission.
Yay!
I thought this was a lot better than his first audition. I know his first audition was like a really long time ago, but this was like way more in his range and just felt like so much more comfortable to me. Like I didn't feel like you were straining, because I remember that was like what I had. That's like what I've written down for notes and stuff. I really enjoyed this. Yeah. Like, I thought this was a really smooth, sensual, like, nice feeling. Mm-hmm. You had a very, like, pop rhythm. It was great. I really enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. It was indeed sensual. I liked it. This is, like, way better than your first audition. And, yeah, it was smooth, and it had, like, the swagger. And it had, like, I love your new mic. It's awesome. Sounds so nice. I liked this a lot. I don't really have anything else to add.
Yeah, like, this was super great. I, like, was super impressed with this audition. Like, this was so much better than your first one, so. Yeah.
Yay.
I really don't have anything else to say either.
Woohoo. Me neither.
Faded is up next.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
When I was just a little girl, my mama used to tuck me into bed and she read me a story. It always was about a princess in distress and how a guy would save her and end up with the glory. I'd lie in bed and think about the person that I wanted to be. Then one day I realized that fairy tale life wasn't for me. I don't want to be like Cinderella, sitting in a dark, cold, dusty cellar, waiting for somebody to come and set me free. I don't want to be like Snow White, waiting for a handsome prince to come and save me on a horse of white. Unless we're riding side by side, don't want to depend on no one else. I'd rather rescue myself.
And that was Faded Phantom. She's so funny.
Faded.
Because in her thing, she was like, not Cheetah Girls, except it was the Cheetah Girls.
I know. And it is so Cheetah Girls. It's like the Cheetah Girls title song.
Yeah, Cheetah Girls song.
Y'all.
Yeah, seriously. So, let me see. I'm trying to be quiet because, like, my entire house is asleep.
Yeah. And I'm just generous.
Let's see. Okay, well, first of all, Jeffers is like not here because of his like spring break and stuff like that. And we were like trying to time it right, and then we realized it was just gonna take forever. And so he was like, just do it without me. I will give you my notes for the people that have submitted so far, but we didn't get his notes. But that's okay. So Jeffers trusts us to
Yeah,
pick people to go through. And
he does, apparently.
I think that's okay. So, yeah. And also, I like forgot that if I don't put my like Skype status on Do Not Disturb, you can hear my little beeps for when people are talking to me. And I like don't understand where that came from. Anyway. Okay, Faded. I thought this was super cute. You were super into it. Yeah, I really don't have much to say about this because you were like really into it, and like there was one part where you were like Dusty Sailor, and you were like super like enunciating
Yeah, I
and
like
sounding
the
like
part.
super intense, and it was really well done. I really enjoyed this audition as well. You and Dizzy both started the night off super strongly, so.
Yay. I like there was like the first part, the first line sounded kind of like nasal to me, and I didn't really like it, but then like the rest of it you like got I got into it more and I liked it more. I kind of felt like the over enunciation was kind of a little too much on the course, because like you over enunciated instead of seller, you over enunciated cella. And I was like, I know it's like how it's done in the song, but I feel like if you had just like put a at the end of that, like lightly, it would have been better. But yeah, I liked this. I liked your energy, and those are just like nitpicks.
Yeah, I don't really have anything else to say.
Dun, dun, dun.
Are you good?
I'm good.
Right, then Lash is up next. The return of Lash.
Oh, yeah.
Dun dun
Dun,
dun.
dun, dun.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Turn up the music, let's get out on the floor. I like to move it, come and give me some more. Watch me getting physical, out of control. There's people watching me, I never miss a beat. Still the night, kill the lights, feel it under your skin. Time is right, keep it tight, 'cause it's pulling you in. Wrap it up, can't stop, 'cause it feels like an overdose. Oh, evacuate the dance floor. Oh, I'm infected by the sound. Oh, stop this beat, it's killing me. Hey, Dr. DJ, let the music take me underground. Oh, evacuate the dance floor. Oh, I'm infected by the sound. Oh, stop this beat, it's killing me. Hey, Dr. DJ, come burn this place right down to the ground. Lash. She is
Ash,
back.
she's
I
back.
feel like super meta
That was weird.
because I got a text message from
I
one of my
know.
housemates being like, "You're being loud, so I'm trying to be quiet." I hope it's not like
They
obnoxious.
text you instead of coming into your room and just telling you.
Well, I mean, like she's probably like in bed and stuff like that. I doubt she wants to get up and be like, "Rochelle, shut up," when she could just text me. So.
That's true.
So anyway, I love to hear your voice again. I like forgot how like pretty it sounds because I haven't heard you since Perform It, which was a while ago, almost a year. So
Like a year.
yeah, so I guess like it's really, 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 really good. I thought this was super, super, super good. I really don't have anything else to say. People are doing really well tonight. You sounded really nice on it.
I know.
There were some parts towards the end where you sounded a, like a little strainy, but it didn't bother me because you were super into it and like grooving, and I was grooving along with you. I was like, Lash is totally into this song. I'm enjoying it. So I really don't have anything else to say besides the fact that you were enjoying it. And it made me enjoy it.
Oh yeah.
What did
Yeah,
you
I don't really
think?
have anything else either. I liked this a lot, and yeah, you were like super into it, and your voice sounded really good, and I forgot like how epic you were. So yeah, this was awesome, and I don't have anything else to say.
Yeah, that was really, really good.
Yay.
Yay. Okay. Up next, we have Captain Squad of Zero. Or Captain of Squad Zero.
Captain of Squad
oh my God.
Zero.
It's like 2 a.m.
You pulled a Jeffers.
I know. It's 2 a.m. I have to be Jeffers while he's not here. So, like,
I know.
I have to be him when he's not here. So that's
panties.
What I'm trying to do. Panties. Okay. Captain of Squad Zero. I'm sorry for butchering your name, but you're up next.
Yay.
Dun.